We're studying the book of Joshua in our Bible readings. This is number 62. We only started those these last fall, and I have loved it. We're talking about Joshua being commissioned by God. God commissioned him. And Moses changed his name. What was Joshua's original name? Anybody remember?
He shall become.
Oh, Joshua means Jehovah saves. But he had a very short term. His name was very short. It was Hosea. Hosea. Hosea was his name. And Hosea means, it means Savior. It means to deliver. And Joshua is going to deliver Israel. He's going to bring them into the land of Canaan, which means possession, which they were to have. God prophesied that in the, through Noah in the ninth chapter of the book of Genesis. And we start out in chapter 1 where God commissions him. And then he tells where the tribes are going to, what land they are going to possess. There were several tribes on the other side of Jordan, where Jordan is today, the nation of Jordan. And then they come into the land, they send spies out, and the spies come back, and Rahab the harlot, she is a prostitute. And she's in the city of Jericho. And Jericho is a very old city, by the way. It is probably the oldest continually occupied city in the world. The oldest continually occupied city in the world. I'll read a little bit of what it says here. Jericho is the site of one of the oldest continually inhabited cities in the world. Situated 17 miles northeast of Jerusalem. And Jericho has exactly been positioned at three different sites within a few miles of each other over the millennia. Throughout its long city, the city has apparently changed location after sieges, earthquakes, other natural and man-made catastrophes. Present-day Jericho is a small village, Reha, on the main highway from Jerusalem to Amman, Jordan. It's known as the city of palm trees because it is a very, very moderate climate. It's below sea level. 800 feet below sea level. You can fly down the Jordan Valley in an airplane, a jet airplane or whatever, under below sea level. The city that we're talking about here is somewhere around 1300 B.C. And we're going to talk about the conquest of this Jordan by Hosea or Joshua. Hosea means what? Deliverer or Savior. And Joshua means Jehovah saves. Moses lengthened his name to Joshua from Hosea. Now let's go and start in verse 2, the second chapter in verse number 22. They departed and came to the hill country and remained there for 3 days. Now, Rahab had told them to leave out of here. And by the way, the brothels were kind of like a watering hole. That's where everybody went. When they come into a city, they went into a brothel. That's where everybody was going to meet. And the heads of the city thought that some spies went in there to Rahab's brothel. And she told them, you go hide in the mountains for about 3 days. I'm going to tell them I'm going to send them on a wild goose chase. And they departed and came to the hill country and remained there for 3 days until the pursuers returned. Now the pursuers had sought them all along the road, but had not found them. Then the two men returned and came down the hill country and crossed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun. And his name was Hosea the son of Nun originally. And they related to him all that had happened to them. And they said to Joshua, "Surely the Lord has given all the land in our hands. And all the inhabitants of the land, moreover, have melted away before us." God had prepared these people's hearts with fear. He sent fear among them. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan. Now, acacia, or Shittim, is basically the same thing. There must have been a lot of acacia trees there. They call it Shittim, the place of the acacia trees. Shittim wood. And they lodged there before they crossed. And it came about at the end of 3 days that the officers went through the midst of the camp. And they commanded the people, saying, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it, follow after it. And however, there shall be between you and it a distance of 2,000 cubits, about 3,000 feet, by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way in which you shall go, for you shall have not passed this way before." This is the first time that you're going to go into a brand new world and God is going to lead you there. God is going to lead you in conquest. The conquest is God's conquest, not Israel's. It's God's. Then Joshua said to the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." He's going to do miracles, wonders. He's going to strike you out of your senses tomorrow. And Joshua spoke to the priests, saying, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over ahead of the people." And so they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went ahead of the people. Now remember, when they carried the Ark in an incorrect manner on a cart, and one man tried to reach out and steady the cart, he was killed. Now they need to carry the Ark just exactly like God told them to do it. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "This day I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel. This day I will exalt you like I did Moses, that they may know that just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. And you shall moreover command the priests who are carrying the Ark of the Covenant, saying, 'You shall come to the edge of the waters of the Jordan.'" Now I've been right about where this place was, where they crossed over. And I'm sure you have too, Sharon, I believe. Yeah. "And Jordan, you shall, and the waters of the Jordan, and you shall stand still in the Jordan." Now this is a miracle. What he's going to do here now, God is going to do a miracle like what happened with the crossing of the Sea of Reeds. Or the Red Sea, as many people call it. Sea of Reeds is what it actually was. He parted the waters. He's going to part the waters again. The Jordan River. I don't know whether you know that, if you realize that how hard that Jordan River runs. Now it runs really, really hard. And God is going to stop that river. He said, "I'm going to exalt you in the eyes of Israel like I did Moses." And he said to them, "Come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. By this you shall know the living God is among you, that he will assuredly dispossess from before you the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. Now then take for yourselves 12 men from the 12 tribes of Israel, one man for each tribe. And it shall be, come about, that when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, the waters of Jordan shall be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above shall stand in a heap. And they shall. So it came about when the people set out from their tents to cross Jordan with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the Lord, before the people. Now, he calls the Ark of the Lord, the Ark of Jehovah, the Lord of the, basically, the Baal of all the earth, the master of all the earth. He not only tells him this is the Lord our God, but he's the master of all the earth. And Jordan shall be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above shall stand in one heap. They're going to stand up. And when those who carried the ark came into the Jordan, the feet of the priests carrying the ark were dipped in the edge of the water of Jordan. By the word dipped there, that's the same word as baptized. Their feet were dipped. For the Jordan overflows its banks all the days of harvest, and this is the time. A lot of water coming down here. And the waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great distance away at Adam, the city which is beside Zarethan. And those who were flowing down toward the sea, the Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off. So the people who crossed opposite Jericho, and the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, stood firm on dry ground in the middle of Jordan, while all Israel crossed on dry ground until the nation had finished crossing the Jordan. Now they're following 3,000 feet behind the Ark of the Covenant, so they can see which way they're going. There's lots of people, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people going into the land. And when you got that many people, you have to leave a lot of room so you can see, because you're going to see nothing but bodies, in other words. And now they're going to the Jordan River, and the waters are standing up like a skyscraper, like the Empire State Building. Can you imagine that? Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one from each tribe. And then these men shall take up 12 stones from here out of the middle of Jordan. 12 rocks in the middle of that river, which are probably river rocks, which are real, you know, smooth, round rocks. From the place where the priest's feet are standing firm, and carry them with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight. So Joshua called the 12 men who had appointed the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. You ever hear this story before, Marilyn?
What?
Have you ever heard this story before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Joshua said to them, cross again in the middle of Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And let's be a sign, a miracle among you, so that when your children ask you, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Now, these stones are probably nowhere to be found today. But for generations, those stones were there. And in this book, it says the stones were there until this day, and the day of the writing of this book. Then you shall say to them, because the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord when it crossed Jordan, and the waters of Jordan were cut off. And so these stones shall become a memorial, a monument, a pillar to the sons of Israel forever. Now we got it in writing. Where the stones are today, we do not know, but we got it in writing. And thus the sons of Israel did, as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua, according to the number of tribes of the sons of Israel. They carried them over with them to the lodging place and put them down there. Verse number, chapter 4 and verse 9. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the middle of the Jordan at a place where the feet of the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant were standing, and they are to this day, to the day of the writing of this book, by the way. For the priests who carried the Ark were standing in the middle of Jordan until everything was completed that the Lord had commanded Joshua to speak to the people, according to all that Moses had commanded Joshua, and the people hurried and crossed over. And it came about when all the people had finished crossing that the ark of the Lord, the priest, crossed before the people. And the sons of Reuben and the sons of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over in battle array. Now, can you imagine right now that there are people out there on the hills looking down and watching all this take place? Mm-hmm. What if you were an inhabitant of one of those cities and you saw God? They had gods. They had all kinds of gods. But this is the God of all the earth, the Lord of all earth. And you see the rivers, the river Jordan water stand up. And they're walking over on dry ground. Now, at this time, this water had some salt in it. Do you know that later on, after Israel came back into the land in 1948, the years following that, the Sea of Galilee had saltwater springs in it. It's under sea level, and the Mediterranean salt springs were coming in the bottom of the Sea of Galilee. Mm-hmm. And they went down and cemented those springs off. So the water in Galilee now is much more fresh than it was before. But there was a lot of salt in it before, and it's going down. That's why the Salt Sea or the Dead Sea, it has all that concentrated salt in it from all those millennia of years that salt water had gone there from the Sea of Galilee and picked up whatever. The half-tribe of Manasseh crossed over in battle array. And the sons of Israel, as Moses had spoken to them, about 40,000 equipped for war crossed for battle before the Lord to the desert plains of Jericho. Now you're here, you're watching all of this. You're in the habit of the city. And God said, I will put fear in their hearts. And boy, fear is in their hearts. Rahab the harlot had already heard about them before. All the miracles that had been done. People were carrying tales of this. And by the way, this land here is a crossing point. It's like a four corners of all the world at that time. And they're hearing all the stories all the way into Europe, all the way into Asia, wherever. Asia Minor, all the way through here. And the Lord exalted Joshua in the sight of all Israel so that they revered him, they feared him. They honored him just as they had honored Moses all the days of his life. Now the Lord said to Joshua, command the priests who carry the Ark of the Testimony that they come up from the Jordan. So Joshua commanded the priests, saying, come up from Jordan. And it came about when the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and came up from the middle of the Jordan, that the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up to the dry ground, that the waters of Jordan returned to their place and went all over the banks as before. They were overflowing the banks. But for all the time, now how long did it, how long, how many hours, how many days did it take Israel to cross? That the waters stood still. And then when they crossed the sea, it reads, it said the waters turned like jello on both sides. They gelled on both sides. Now the people came up from Jordan on the 10th of the first month and camped at Gilgal, and the eastern edge of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they had taken from Jordan, Joshua set up at Gilgal. And he said to the sons of Israel, when your children ask the fathers in time coming, saying, what are these stones? Then you shall inform your children. This is like the Hasidor, isn't it? Like the Passover feast. And you shall inform your children, Israel crossed this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you until you had crossed, just as the Lord your God had done to the Sea of Reeds, which you dried up before us until we had crossed. Now, since we come here to the word Red Sea, I want you to understand that in the Hebrew, it is not Red Sea. It is the Sea of Reeds. In the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Hebrew, it talks about it as the Red Sea. The translation was an error. So when you see the word Red Sea there, you look over to the middle there, and it'll, in a column of many study Bibles, it'll say the Sea of Reeds, which you dried up before us until we had crossed. Now, some of these people lived to see the Red Sea crossing, or the Sea of Reed crossing, and this crossing too. Joshua and Caleb did. And all the peoples of the earth may know that the hand of the Lord is mighty, so that you may fear the Lord your God forever. The word fear there means to honor, to obey, to fear the Lord forever. We have these examples of this in the Old Testament for our understanding today, that we may not make the same mistakes that Israel made. We are the same human beings. We are a sinful flesh. Peter, one time when the Lord was talking unto him, he said, Lord, I am a sinful man. I am a sinner. We all are sinners. We're all sinful men. We all need to remember these lessons that they had to learn, that we need to learn, so we may not have to go around the mountain so many times together again. We make all the same mistakes that they made. Our Father, we send this message out for your honor and for your glory. Please use it, Father, to glorify yourself, your Son, and your servants down through the ages that have served you and sacrificed their lives and given their lives for you. Father, please forgive me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.